guys, welcome to Barely Adults. It's a podcast where we children in our early 20s talk about adulthood, and we're figuring out life on this show with you guys, and it's brought to you by Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license everywhere. Joke lang, no, but for real though, it's been playing everywhere, and like it marks a cultural phenomenon. Olivia Rodrigo is a great, you know, example of manifesting what she wants. You know,
yeah,
she always talked
about
how she wanted to be like Taylor Swift. She loved Taylor Swift. And yeah, she was an actress, she's a songwriter, she's a singer. Now she's gonna be number one everywhere with her song. And so we here at Barely Adults, bilang mga inggitera kami,
I know,
we wanna
especially
be that
Ella.
Successful too.
Yeah.
Diba? Especially Ella. And now that you know her, we can introduce ourselves. My name is Sean.
My name is Anna.
My name is Jayo.
And I'm Ella. I'm the one na pinakayo.
Gusto mo na, napakadami niyan tayo, time ano.
But yeah, she has to be the star. She has to be the first introduced,
yeah,
tapos last
I'm
introduced.
So, ano ba siya? What are we going to talk about for today?
Yeah, no, so it is the start of the year. It's
yeah,
2021. Finally.
Finally.
Happy New Year!
And I feel like we can all agree, when I say that 2020 was not the most ideal year of our lives, we did not expect it. Our life, you know, went left instead of going straight. But we're very thankful for the year either way. So today we're going to be looking back at some of our, you know, realizations from 2020 and our manifestations for 2021. So join us today as we talk about all of those. So for all of you guys, I just want to ask, how was 2020? You know, let's start with our star, Miss Ella Gomez. What was 2020 like for you?
Well, it was very dim. 2020 was really bad for everyone. And up one year, I guess, a lot of people have been saying that, na parang pwede pong pa-void nung year na yon.
I know.
It was a year where, alam niyo yun, lockdown happened, a lot of crazy things happened, and Anna? Yes?
Yes. Sorry, may nagte-text kasi na
iinit. Sorry, kailangan ni Anna ng attention. Bigay mo naman yung attention, Ella.
Ano?
Kanina pa nagsasalita, nakakainit. Joke lang. Hindi, I put my phone on do not disturb. Sorry na.
2020 was really, it was very slow. As for someone who's always on the go and always working, I'm used to having a lot of jobs, a lot of side hustles, and everything just stopped. I guess this is also true for almost everyone. Businesses started closing and establishments stopped their, you know, livelihoods.
Establishing.
What? Yeah. So, ano, gusto mo talaga ng spotlight?
Totoo.
No, may entry lang ako. Nagkaroon lang ako ng entry. Sorry na. Alam mo naman ako, an entry-er.
Yeah, so basically that was just 2020 for me. I've been alone for almost the whole year and it was really crazy.
I know that Ella spent the holidays alone. The beginning of quarantine was the hardest, right? Even if you were living with other people, you still felt so alone. And then it got a little bit better. But for people like Ella, which is a lot of people, of course, working people, sometimes the aloneness of it all does not end. And it gets worse during the Christmas season. I sent her food because I was like, Ella. I hope you're okay.
That was the first time I ever spent Christmas and New Year alone. It's not a good feeling. It's something that I don't want to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized a lot of things and a lot of perceptions in my life that I'm not so happy about. Yung mga perceptions ko of how my life is gonna be in the future, ayoko pala siya.
What about you, to our distinguished co-host, designer, CEO, photographer, videographer, graphic artist,
model,
UP student, model, Jayo Hinko, how was 2020 for you?
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. If I would describe my 2020, it's like a roller coaster. It started rough, kumbaga, like mga super confusions and anxiety, uncertain sa nangyayari. And then especially kasi sa magkakapatid or like in our family, basically mga freelancers kami, so like, more on like self-employed kami, and that really made me realize na parang shucks, ang hirap maging self-employed or like parang maging freelancer or hustler in these times, kumbaga. But then it really taught me na when it comes to family, to teamwork talaga, sometimes you need to sacrifice the things you love for you to survive, kumbaga, or for, of course, like, and sa family, ang dami kong sinacrifice, like, yung mga gusto ko, na gusto kong dapat gawin, but then, I need to sacrifice it because, of course, hindi lang ako yung lumalaban mag-isa, but of course, with I'm fighting together with my family. And then, yun din, like, siguro, may mga relationships din na na-heal, because, of course, we're alone, nandito lang kami sa bahay, and then, and I'm just so happy na para after how many years of, you know, parang, you know, just like chill, but then our relationship got better talaga. So like, ayun, I think, yun yung grasp ko sa 2020. And siguro dun, same din with Ella. Like, I had some realizations for myself too. When it comes to, syempre, diba pinag-usapan namin yung mga relationships. And, ang dami ko na-realize about that. Like,
a realizer?
Na, not to rush things or to really prioritize the things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And, yun din, na parang, love will just come through.
Sorry.
Bakit ba hindi ka convinced, Jeo?
I mean, kasi may mga kasi na.
Oh, bakit naiiyak ka?
Ay, mga times.
Iko ko lang yun.
Na-joke lang. But yun, legit talaga. Kasi nasampal ako na, oh, Diyos ko yung aso namin. Aso nila. Eto, kasi ano? Naririnig
okay
diba?
Na ba?
Okay lang.
Na not to really rush things. Especially sure. Na parang hindi mo talaga hawak yung future eh. Like, ang dami ko na plano for my future, but then COVID happened, and then alam mo yun, na the only thing that you can do is live for today.
Jay, wait lang, sorry. Yung aso mo gusto ng ano?
Screen time?
Screen time?
Yeah!
Ayun na nga, na parang uncertain ako sa future, so ang kailangan mo lang talaga gawin is live for today and just, you know, focus on what's in front of you, kumbaga, and just to parang create something in it, kumbaga. Yeah. So yeah.
Growing up is all about compromises, but 2020 was like a compromise like no other. Mm-hmm. And it was made up. But also the crazy thing about the pandemic was learning how to connect in a completely new way, right? A lot of adult people used to scoff at the idea of how much we spent talking to people on our phones, but now we have no choice but to talk to our friends on our phones because that's all we have, right? Like this, here, we have Barely Adults became an outlet for all of us to not only
eat
something, but also to have friends, diba?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys didn't know Anna before this.
Yeah.
Now she's just another girl.
I don't know Anna.
That's
true.
Eh, nakausapin mo ako pag hindi na nag-e-echo yung laptop mo.
Oh my God! Nag-e-echo pa rin ba siya?
No.
Never
mind. Reverb na siya. Reverb na.
Okay, napati na tayo.
Hey, okay. Ana, kamusta naman yung 2020 mo? Realizations for the year.
For the year, siguro kasi I'm the type of person that just like Jo plans out her life. Like mm-hmm. by this age, gusto ko ganito, ganyan. Mm-hmm. And I've also always been the kind of person na if it's meant for me, it'll happen. However it may be, whenever it'll come, basta it will happen. I've come to use that mindset more this year kasi parang before, again, yun nga, parang gusto ko na planado lahat, like at 22, ganito, at 23, ganito, ganyan, 24, ipon ako enough to do this at 25. and stuff like that. So parang thinking about this year, honestly, I felt like it was a waste. Because parang, for the most part, tenga lang ako, like, when it comes to pursuing my dreams and my passions and stuff like that. Because as you guys know, like, my passion is hosting and hosting, like, on stage. And I realized that there are people that can be behind a microphone and be on stage but can't be on camera. And that is me. Like, I can't be on camera just because I just, you know, I can't control my face. Like, yung face ko talaga minsan bigla na lang, biglang pumapaw, na gano'n, na parang walang dahilan, na minsan wala siya sa lugar. So, ayun talaga, parang feeling ko yung talaga ako pang online hosting. Although, I've tried it and I feel like, narinig ko yung sarili ko sa likod. Sino yun?
I don't hear it though.
I don't hear
it.
Oh my gosh, Anna, may kasama ka dyan.
Okay, fine. Yun, parang I realized that as much as I hated, not the man hate, but like the 9-to-5 job wasn't my cup of tea, I had to do it because I had to survive. Period. That's it. And because I can't make money out of my passion right now. So I felt like 2020, I just sucked it all up and just like, you know what? We're doing this because in the future, it's going to be better. Like, you know, you have to get through the hard times first before you get to the good times, I guess. And again, like the mindset that I just really established to myself, I guess, is that if it's meant to happen, it'll happen. And I feel like all of my prayers for the rest of 2020, yun lang talaga yung sinasabi ko. Like, okay, God, this is what I want. And how I'm going to get it is none of my business, but I really want to get it. But again, if it's for me, then it'll happen however it's supposed to happen. And actually, looking back at it now, siguro like the start of the year, like before lockdown until like March, it was good. Like it was really good. And I had really high hopes for it. But by lockdown, siguro hanggang mga April, May, I cried so much and I didn't even know why, because I wasn't even alone. Like I had my family was here. I had a ton of friends. I talked to my friends every night. We would video call and stuff like that, but I still felt so lonely for some reason. And siguro kasi, I was lonely because I was confined in this room, in this house, versus before that my days would be super hectic. And I would love that about my days. I would love going to different places, meeting new people and doing stuff like that. But when I couldn't do it anymore, I just felt so incomplete and stuff. So parang, like, what is this year? But then come, like, siguro the last part of the year, siguro August to December, I realized that, you know what, my own company isn't so bad. And maybe this year was just time for me to rest, take a break for a while. And maybe next year will be better, which is this year. And we're all hoping it'll be better. And despite the situations, I hope we can work around it, I guess, to do the things that we still want to do. You know what? I was looking at my memories on Instagram. And then I would see my days like a year, 2 years ago. They were all so hectic. And I don't even know if I can still pull that off now. Like, I don't know if I have the energy right now to just, like, go out and do a bunch of stuff. 5 a.m. the next day. My schedule would be so hectic. And parang right now, like, I don't know if I have the energy for that anymore because I'm so tired all the time. Like, oh, yeah, from work, I'm just like, ugh, ganun. But hopefully by the next year, by this year, actually, we get to go back to doing the stuff we love. So realization, siguro, everything happens in the perfect time. That's it. And siguro, like, we weren't able to, like, do a lot of the things that we wanted to do last year. Siguro, it wasn't meant to be at that time. Maybe this time, right? Maybe this year.
Maybe this.
I feel like physically your bodies have adjusted to the pandemic na. Na parang, what's gonna happen when you have to actually be at places again? I remember just, right. You know, like all of you guys, there was a time during pre-pandemic life when we were all so busy na parang, you know, we wouldn't even have time to rest. We just hop from one place to the next to the next dahil we just had that much things to do. And now, even just moving from one Zoom call to another,
it's nakapagod pa rin
siya. It's exhausting, yeah.
Even without the physical aspect of physically moving, nakaka-drain pa rin siya. And I can't imagine having to go back to having physical events, having physical activities that we have to do where we actually have to think about travel time. We have to think about the stress of the traffic and everything. And I'm not excited, but at the same time, I kind of miss it.
You
can't say na parang, you know, you can't say that when it happens again, when we're back, I'm going to close my door to it. Because I know as well as you guys know that that's the kind of thing that we all live for, right?
Yeah, adrenaline.
Yeah, we live for the stress of having to being fully booked, of always having a job, of being able to do your day job and your passions, and then hopefully eventually just our passions. But that's the kind of thing that we're still that we're hoping for 2021 and 2021 beyond. And I think that for people like us, 2020 was like the cruelest joke that the world could have given us, diba?
I know.
Like, we're the kind of people now, you know, we right now we're living for our passions, diba? We want to achieve certain things. And the way we think about it is that there's a deadline for these passions, right? The kind of jobs that we want, we kind of want to be there before we turn 30, right? Like, you know what I mean? Parang we feel like, if by 30 it's not working out, if I'm not successful in this field by 30, I'm not meant to do it, and I'm meant for a 9-to-5 job, and I should just be, you know, not that a 9-to-5 job is just and long. It's still a great thing if that's a thing for you, but we are in a very, we feel like a time sensitive industry. I hate that word, but. And so the idea na parang we had to stop our whole lives for 1 year because of 2020, because of the pandemic, is so mean.
Yeah, it
made us parang, it held us back a whole year when we already feel like we're way behind everyone else. But we even now I feel it sometimes. Like I see this even through online hosting and now events hosting where the hosts are put in hotels, right? And they're really big time and stuff. And sometimes they're younger than me. And I'm like, damn, what am I doing wrong? There's still that point of comparison that like, why am I in the same field and I'm stuck at home when there are people that are just as talented as me, just as hardworking as me, that are currently doing the job that I wanted to have been doing for years before now, right? And 2020 was just, it just felt so bad. But I am, I don't know, like, I remember we were talking about this before, and I had like a realization, and I forgot that realization now. Like, I haven't circled back to what, to the good side, because it's so easy to kind of, bash 2020, because that's just what it felt like, dude. It's just like, it felt like one big joke on all of us. Na parang everything that you know, everything that you're working towards, it's done, it's gone. Next time na yan. And I don't know if that's supposed to be like an opportunity for us to rest, because on the one hand, like, you know, we spent most of our young adulthood, teenagehood, being super busy working, and is this the world's way of saying, wait, okay, we're gonna give it to you, but you need a year to rest, to recollect, to be a human being, and then come back to it later on? Or is it just the world's way of saying, you know, maghanap ka na muna ng other avenues for yourself, kasi baka hindi naman mangyari sa'yo, because the industry did not stop. But we had to.
We had to.
And that really sucked. Like, all of us had such specific goals coming into every single year up until 2020 and up until now, right? We all wanted to do things that we were working really, really hard towards. I felt like I was moving through the steps to be able to eventually reach what I wanted to do. I know that that's true for Anna. I know that's true for Ella, even for Jaya in his own field of in all of his fields.
Nagi sa field, di ba?
Jayo naman kasi, happy traveling
man. Mr. Fields. Mr. Fields.
And it just, I don't know, dude, like...
You know, just to add to that, nagkaroon rin ako ng sudden realization. Like right now lang.
Yeah. We love for those.
Listening to what Sean was saying. Kasi... I feel like tayo, the kind of people that we are, the kind of field that we're in, we are so used to the fast-paced environment that 1 year off, just 1 year off is driving us insane. And maybe nga, it's the universe trying to tell us that, hey, just slow down and give yourself time to rest and just take it in. And reevaluate the things that you want. And, you know, just, it might look like a setback, but setbacks usually launch you forward. And that's what I'm hoping for in 2021 onwards, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Na, it's true for everyone that people, I know, right? Bigla akong naging ano.
But she's a star.
I know. Gusto ko gawing Twitter bio, bigla yung setbacks ng Emeline Guard.
Right? Take into account na just because we're resting now doesn't mean that we're not gonna go anywhere. Yeah. Rest. There's growth even in the resting stage.
Ella.
Wait.
To reach our goals, there are certain compromises we can make that will eventually rebound us to bigger heights.